Welcome to this R.G. Hardy program as we proclaim souls are crying, men are dying, so we must work to win the lost at any cost. This is Sister Sharon Knotts, and I'm excited to share today's message with you. You can't go higher till you've come through the fire. A powerful word of encouragement God gave me to speak to His people. If you've been under satanic attack or feel that your gifts and ministry have been hindered and the fiery trials are intensifying, don't despair. This message is for you. I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you how you can get your copy of You Can't Go Higher Till You've Come Through the Fire.
Because you trust your God that if you stand up and do what's right, He's going to bring you out. Amen? So this is what He told them. He tried to intimidate them. And what did they say? Verse 16. You know, when He said, who is the God? I mean, that right there, they might have been, I can kind of almost understand how they felt. They might have been sweating it out, thinking about that fiery furnace. But He put His foot in His mouth when He said, who is the God? Where is the God? What is the name of the God that will deliver you out of my hands? Have you ever been taking a whipping off the devil because you just ain't stood up yet? And you just been letting him smack you around a little bit, you know, because you just haven't stood up in your Holy Ghost boldness and rebuked the devil. Now, let me tell you something. I'm not going to stand up here and believe that none of you folks ever been there. I've been there. If I've been there, you've been there. Now, that's just the way it is. I mean, I've let the devil push me around for a couple hours or so, and sometimes, and even in some days, more than that. But you know what? You get tired of walking around with a melancholy spirit. You get tired of walking around feeling down and low and oppressed and discouraged. And when you get sick enough of it and tired enough of it, amen? And when they said that to those boys, who is the God? When the devil finally says that, when he says, you know, he pushes you so far, but there's something that he says. He insults your God. You know, insult me, devil, you know, because when you got that loser mentality on you, oh, I'm just a loser. I just fail all the time. I never do nothing right. Nothing goes right for me. Everything goes wrong. I'm living under Murphy's Law. If it can go bad and happen to anybody, it'll happen to me. And the devil will preach to you and you'll say yes. But when he starts talking about my God, when he says your God, when he says something about your God, that's when he's gone too far. And the devil, as smart as he is, and he's not stupid, don't ever make the mistake he thinks he's stupid, but he has never learned that lesson yet, that when you start talking about God, anybody that's got the Holy Ghost, if you got an ounce left in there of the Holy Ghost in you, he is going to rise up and say, I'll just tell you who my God is. And he said in verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. We're not a bit upset. We're not worried. We're not even going to have a little concession here and try to decide what we're going to say, because we can just answer you this right now. If it be so, our God in whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, we don't understand all the ways of God. But if not, we don't know what he's doing right now. We can't presume upon God. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king. Now, I tell you, it took a lot of boldness for them to use those words. Be it known unto you. I mean, that's like saying, you just listen to me. Be it known unto you, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. He was already full of fury and rage. And now he's full of fury. And the form of his visage, his face began to have contortions, was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spoke and commanded that they should heat the furnace up 17 times more than it was wont to be heated. Are you sure? God, that doesn't sound right. They passed the test. They passed the test, God. They didn't bow down. They didn't fall down because they weren't intimidated. They weren't afraid. They weren't running and fleeing, and they didn't get scared. They didn't start backpedaling. They passed the test. Do you mean to tell me that after they pass the test that you're going to let that devil heat the fire up 7 times hotter? I don't understand that, Lord. But that's what the Bible says, exactly what happened. How many say amen? And I'm going to pay attention to it, because I realize that when you take a stand for God, and let me tell you something, don't negotiate with the devil. If you start negotiating with the devil, you're in trouble. You've lost the battle. You can't negotiate. You can't compromise. But let me tell you this, when you speak in faith, when you are being threatened by the enemy, and you stand up and you do not let the devil shake you up, and you speak in faith, you know what's going to happen? It's going to shake the devil up. He's not expecting that. And so he's like, I got to do something. I got to do something. I didn't scare them. They're not afraid of me. They have more trust in their God than they do fear of me. So I've got to do something. I got to turn the fire up 7 times hotter. How many say amen? And that's how the devil does. When God says that he's given you a great victory and you're right there on the threshold of it, and you see that the devil's coming after you, whatever your battle is, it's going to seem to get worse. Amen? It's going to seem to get worse. If you're believing God and you're having financial problems, it's going to seem like by now the blessing should have come. I've been faithful. I was tempted to hold my tithes because I really needed to pay the rent. But I said, devil, you're a liar. I'm not going to hold back my tithes. I'm going to give to God. And if I pay my tithes, God's going to make a way. He's got to. He's not a man that he should lie. So you pay your tithes. And what happens? You lose your job or you get some other unexpected bill. And you weren't expecting that. And there's the devil saying, aha, you paid your tithes. Instead of the blessing come, here's some other bad news. You're believing God for healing. And you've been standing on the word of God. But ever since you took a stand on the word of God, it seems like you've got more symptoms. It seems like you feel worse. It seems like things are going against you. But let me tell you something. That is because you have got the devil shook up. Because you have made a faith connection. Because you have touched the heart of God. Because you have touched something in heaven that is reversed. Reverberated all the way down into the bowels of the earth, and it has caused the kingdom of darkness to shake. Amen. Your prayers have gone through the second heavens where the enemy is, and they've shot through there like lightning bolts, and the answer of God is on its way back, and the devil is running scared, and he's trying to find some way to shake you up. And you've got to realize, don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. When you expect the blessing to come, it gets 7 times hotter. The test gets worse. Amen? Because the devil is running scared. And I want you to see something. God still has not intervened. He has not stopped it yet. And that's something else we got to think about. Because anytime God wants to, all he's got to do is blink one eyelash, wink one eye, and there comes Gabriel, there comes Michael, there comes the host. But God's letting it go on. Because you can't go higher till you come through the fire. See, they've been promoted once, but God wants to promote them again. And this time, the first time they got promoted on the suggestion, the recommendation of their friend, they got promoted because he asked the king to promote them. But this time they're going to get promoted because they came through the fire, because they stood the test, because they've been tried, because they've been proven, because they know for themselves. If you're around somebody that's blessed, you're going to have their blessings splash over on you. Amen. Maybe you'll get your husband's blessings or your wife's blessings or your mother's blessings or somebody else's blessings. It's going to splash over on you. But oh, there's nothing like the victory that comes when you stood the test, when you believed God, when you were faithful. Amen. And so God wants to promote them this time and show them it's not because of Daniel. Daniel's not in the picture anywhere to be seen or heard of. Amen. He wanted to show him, I'm with you. Amen. Don't depend on man. Daniel's a great guy. The excellent spirit of God is in him is what it says. But you've got to lean on the Lord. Because there are going to be times Daniel's going to be somewhere else. And you're going to have to be able to get a hold of God yourself. So it's going to seem to get worse. And Nebuchadnezzar was so full of fury, because that shows you he was demon-possessed when his face began to contort. And he commanded the fire to go up seven times hotter. And then he commanded them that they would take Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He called for the mightiest men to bind them and then throw them. And the Bible says because the commandment was urgent. The commandment was urgent. That means he was so infuriated he wanted it done now. They didn't even bother to take precautions to protect the men that were going to throw them in. It says because the commandment was urgent, they threw them in right then, and because the fire was so hot, it slew the men who cast them in.
Amen. I trust you've been blessed by this devil-chasing message. You can't go higher till you've come through the fire. God wants to promote you, and he will set you up to make room for your gifts, just like he did Daniel, who was a captive in Babylon. But God used him to interpret the king's dreams, and as a result, he was promoted to governor over the whole province. And Daniel did not forget his brethren, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He had them promoted to high positions as well. This is recorded in Daniel 2:49. But in Daniel 3:30, we read that Nebuchadnezzar promoted them again. But something happened between promotions 1 and 2. The devil got mad and stirred up jealous spirits and had them thrown into the fiery furnace and heated it up seven times hotter. The thing is, God didn't stop it. But that's okay, because if God promotes you, Satan can't demote you. And if you do get thrown into the fire, God will not only bring you out unharmed, but like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he'll promote you again. Because you can't go higher till you've come through the fire. So don't think it strange concerning the fiery trials of your faith. Satan always attacks those next in line for a promotion. I know that this message will help you to know how you can act and respond while you're in that fiery trial. This message is available on CD for your love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Ask for offer 125 CD, or if you prefer audio tape, 125T. Send your request to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Remember, for your love gift of $10 or more and requesting offer 125 CD or 125T, you can have your copy of this powerful message, You Can't Go Higher Till You've Come Through the Fire. And if you would like us to stand with you in the prayer of agreement concerning your fiery trials or any other need that you have in your life, please include your personal prayer request, and we will be happy to stand with you in prayer. Send your request to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Or if you prefer, you may order from our e-store at rghardy.org.